This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Fears are rising again in Sri Lanka, one week after its Easter Sunday terror. A gun battle and new explosions, and the military said 15 bodies, including those of six children, were found in and around a house they were trying to clear. More from AP correspondent Karen Shamus.
Sri Lankan police tipped off soldiers to a suspected safe house where a gun battle ensued after militants set off three explosions and opened fire. One source said that it was likely that some of the dead bodies recovered in the aftermath were militants who blew themselves up with suicide bombings. Meanwhile, the military says security forces have recovered explosives, detonators, suicide kits, military uniforms, and Islamic State group flags during the raids. The Easter suicide bombings, claimed by the Islamic State group, targeted churches and hotels and killed at least 250 people. I'm Karen Shamas.
With Muslim extremists blamed for the terrorism, ethnic tensions in mainly Buddhist Sri Lanka have sharpened. The words of this Muslim man reflect that.
How would you feel if you escape your country because of the terrorists and come to another country like Sri Lanka to ask the people for a shelter, for love, and they treat you like you've been the reason for that tragedy?
The U.S. State Department has raised the travel advisory for Sri Lanka to its second highest level, meaning people should reconsider traveling to the country. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he'll discuss the conflict in eastern Ukraine if he meets with Ukraine's president-elect Volodymyr Zelensky. No such meeting is set up. Speaking today in China, Putin said he wanted to understand Zelensky's position on the conflict, and he said Ukrainians were tired of the situation. Putin also said he's considering making Russian citizenship available to all Ukrainians, not just those in eastern Ukraine. Voters in Spain go to the polls Sunday in national elections. No one party is expected to win a majority in parliament, and leaders on both the political left and the center-right have urged Spaniards to keep the far-right at bay. This is VOA News. A semi-official Iranian news agency is reporting the Revolutionary Guard has made a surveillance flight over a U.S. aircraft carrier. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has a report.
The report shows footage apparently from a Revolutionary Guard drone flying over the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower and another U.S. warship in the Persian Gulf. Jet fighters can be seen parked on the carrier deck. The flight comes after the U.S. government designated the Guard as a terrorist group earlier this month, a move aimed at increasing pressure on Iran and further isolating the country. Iran responded by labeling all U.S. military forces as terrorists. U.S. Naval Forces Central Command would only say the U.S. and its allies are committed to freedom of navigation in the Strait of Hormuz, with no elaboration. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Less than a week after it was launched, Pakistan has suspended its nationwide polio vaccination campaign indefinitely. This follows recent violence directed against polio eradication workers. Three have been murdered this month. Just 2 days ago, another one. Two policemen assigned to protect a vaccination team were also shot and killed. The violence has coincided with unfounded rumors on social media that the oral vaccine had adverse effects. The United Nations says it expects reports of further destruction in Mozambique in the wake of Cyclone Kenneth, the most powerful storm on record to strike the country. The spokesman for the UN Humanitarian Affairs Office is Jens Laerke.
The storm ripped off roofs of some homes, and it continues to generate heavy rainfall, resulting in flooding as it moves across Mozambique. The disaster comes only 6 weeks after Cyclone Idai devastated central Mozambique, killing more than 600 people, unleashing a cholera epidemic, wiping out crops in the country's breadbaskets.
Claire Nullis of the World Meteorological Organization said cyclone preparations probably saved lives.
Mozambican authorities evacuated thousands of people, which we hope limited the loss of life. And Tanzania, which also has never seen tropical cyclones, issued red alerts to warn people of the risks.
The Vatican has issued a video message from Pope Francis expressing his hope for prosperity and the unification of the Korean Peninsula. It came on the first anniversary of the Panmunjom Declaration for Peace, signed during the inter-Korean summit a year ago at the border village where the armistice was signed, ending the Korean War in 1953. The pontiff wrote, "Through patient and persistent efforts, the pursuit of harmony and concord can overcome division and confrontation." A U.S. federal judge has sentenced Maria Butina, a Russian gun rights proponent, to 18 months in prison. She had pled guilty to conspiring with a senior Russian official to infiltrate the National Rifle Association. Gene Randall, VOA News.